Let me take a few minutes to tell you a couple of stories about exploring the present and the past. In 2011, Norwegian Christian Ida broke the world record for skiing solo to the South Pole. It took him 24 days to cross more than 700 miles. And then a few years later, German mountain climber Martin Sved bested Ida's record by nearly half, skiing alone to the pole in just 14 days. Too good to be true? Well, Sved's claim began to unravel almost immediately, but not before he made headlines around the world. Now, fraud is nothing new in the adventuring world, but one man is hoping this case might finally convince people it's time to do something about it. Here's Alina Simone.
When Outside Magazine contacted polar adventurer Erik Larsson to look into Martin Sved's claim of breaking the South Pole solo ski record, he knew right away this was science fiction.
For someone who had never been to Antarctica previously, with no experience whatsoever, to smash this long-standing record by roughly 10 days was just laughable.
But Larsson felt the problem went deeper, to the very heart of the question, what is a modern-day adventurer? In a world of Google Earth and drones equipped with virtual reality cameras, there are no unmapped crannies of the world left to explore.
We reach the point within 97 geographical miles of the South Pole.
Yet generations of men and women raised on the stories of Shackleton and Amundsen continue to chase the same high.
Now, the real kind of forefront of exploration is more about the how than the where. And so how can we make challenges that are more difficult?
In an effort to distinguish by now familiar feats, athletes are adding qualifiers. First person to reach the pole solo, unassisted, on a tricycle, or a snowmobile, barefoot, backward. These records start to sound a little ridiculous, but the stakes are real. High-dollar sponsorships, lecture tours, book deals.
On an expedition, it is very difficult when you are facing the potential for failure, and the finances involved are very high. And so our culture does not celebrate second place or failure. And so there is a lot of pressure, and I know that personally.
That's because in 2012, Larsson failed in his own effort to become the first person to bike across the South Pole. That's Larsson pedaling his fat bike over a barren polar snowscape. By definition, these ventures take place hundreds of miles from civilization. And polar adventure
doesn't really have any sort of governing body. There are no rules. And at a certain point, it's gotten to the place where basically anybody can claim any kind of record that they want. And there's very little vetting that goes on.
In an age where a major news headline is only a tweet or an Instagram post away, the temptation to lie, or more commonly, stretch the truth, is only growing.
If you look at Martin, it's what we call a fantasy expedition. It never happened.
Here's alpinist Tom Sogren. In 2002, he created Adventure Stats, a website dedicated to exploring something else, allegations of fraud in the adventure community, like the case of Martin Sved.
Then we get the other type of cheating, which is claiming you did something even though you didn't really do it. You kind of did it. You say you were solo, but you weren't really solo. It destroys the whole adventure community, and it destroys the spirit of exploration.
All this might seem like the piddling problems of a fringe sport, but the boundaries of human endeavor are defined by the extremes. These records draw the line between the possible and the impossible, the human and the superhuman. Both Larsson and Sogren, who runs Adventure Stats as an unpaid volunteer, hope the adventuring community will finally unite around some core standards. Even, Larsson suggests, a numerical scale of difficulty, such as the one developed by rock climbers. In the meantime, Martin Sved continues to claim he really did reach the pole in record time. He spoke to me from his home near Stuttgart, Germany, via Skype.
But I still say this what I say. I was there. I did the record. And it doesn't matter to me what they say. I challenged everybody. I challenged the whole world. I do it one more time. I show you that I can do it. I do it under your conditions. It doesn't matter to me. You can follow me. And I will do it again.
To prove it, he's looking for sponsors to fund another trip to the pole. Think about it, he says. An alleged fraud makes a last bid to save his reputation and prove the world wrong.
They will have press from all over the world. They will have articles, newspapers, TV stories, all over.
And that, at least, is probably true. For the world, This is Alina Simone.